You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. How you doing today? Huh? It's 2021. January is almost over. And we all are breathing a sigh of relief. Kind of, sort of, right? Yeah. 45 is gone. We're on to 46. And are things better yet? Is the world at peace? Not exactly. But things seem a little more normalized, I would say. 46, aka Joe Biden, is knocking out the executive orders, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, back to the World Health Organization, the WHO. Lots of stuff going on. But I hope you're doing good out there. Today's episode is all about perspective. How you see things. We're going to talk about that. Perspective, of course, can be relative to literally anything and everything in your life. But like I said, before I delve in and dive right in, I just want to make sure you know you are right. If you don't know, now you know. You can contact me anytime on any of the socials, Mike's Opinion. All you have to do is just search Mike's Opinion and I will pop up. But if you want to do so directly, you can email me at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Again, that's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Send me your questions. I may read some on the air or in the podcast, rather. And questions, comments, concerns, anything, holler at me. I'd really appreciate that. And while I'm at it, please support the show. If you can do so monetarily, just go to the show notes and you can see PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, many ways, or just, again, email me at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. I'll send you an address where you can send me a big box of cash. Or you can support me in other ways without spending a dime, just a few moments, actually. Facebook, YouTube, all the socials, TikTok, Instagram. You know, I'm all over the place. So feel free to like, share, comment, follow, do all of that stuff. I would really, truly appreciate it. Helps the show grow. So there's so much going on, right, in the world, but things seem to have subsided. One thing that has not subsided is COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, right? SARS-2. So I hope you're wearing your mask, your social distancing, you're washing your hands, and you're doing all of the protocols involved so we can get this gone. Get it gone. You know, I know we all do. Go back to, you know, the club and to sporting events and to restaurants and, you know, do all of that comfortably. You know, fine dining is a wonderful experience. So even going to the fast food joint with my kid, you know, which we don't do often, but on that note, so, you know, my son, of course, just like every other kid, he's in his single digit still in age, McDonald's. All right, so I'm going to go get you some McDonald's. My wife said, bring me back a salad. I said, all right, went through the drive-thru. I don't know if this is all McDonald's, but the McDonald's near me, I said, yeah, I would like, you know, a grilled chicken salad. And the response I got was, we no longer carry salads. And I was like, what? Has McDonald's completely abandoned being healthy? I mean, they just said, you know, fuck it. We're just going to do burgers and fries. We're not doing the salad thing. I found that surprising. So I'm going to have to dig into that some more and find out if it's just my local location or if McDonald's just has abandoned health when a lot of us seem to be going the other way. So, yeah, there's that. There's that. But today's topic is perspective. What's your perspective? Are you an optimist or pessimist? When you look at a glass that's half full, Do you see it as half empty? Or do you see it as half full? As you heard me say, I said half full. I'm an optimist. If you've listened to any of my episodes, you can just hear me. I'm a happy, healthy human being. And I'm like any other human being. I get mad, sad all the time. But overall, I fight for my happiness. I enjoy being happy, you know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I hope you're happy. I hope you can find your happiness. But perspective, the definition of perspective, I looked several places, but this one summed it up. And I found this, of course, on the world's most popular search engine. I'm not saying the word. You know the word. You know what it is. They ain't paying me a dime. Actually, nobody's paying me a dime. I haven't made one penny off of this podcast. Hopefully that will change, but that's not my sole or primary purpose even for doing my podcast. So, but the definition of perspective, a particular attitude toward or way of regarding something. So that's what perspective is. I'll read it again. A particular attitude toward or way of regarding something. Another definition is a point of view. So, I like the first four words, a particular attitude toward. Yeah. You know, you ever hear somebody say, change your perspective? You know, what's your perspective? You ever hear somebody ask you that? Perspective is very, very important. And that's why I chose it as a topic today, because how you choose to look at something determines on how you react to something, how you act towards something, how you interpret it, how you ingest it, just that first perspective, how you acknowledge something, how you form your attitudes towards something. So I want to make that applicable perspective to a variety of things today. First and foremost was our former president, number 45, DJ Trump. When he was first elected, I saw people in a huff. People were in an uproar. People were crying. People were highly upset. And yes, none of the Democrats who lost stormed the Capitol. More on that in a minute. But your perspective was sadness. For me, my grandmother taught me something that has stuck with me. And I definitely remind myself of it when something bad is going on. But even it's applicable when something good is going on. It's applicable to any and everything. And she said many times, nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. And that's the first thing I thought when he was elected. Max, 8 years. Max, of course, was only half of that. He was a one and done. Maybe he's going to bounce back in 2024. Right now, he's down in Florida plotting and planning, I'm pretty sure. I read today that Melania, his wife, got an office in Florida, staffed it up. So they're about to get this money. Because that's what DJ Trump is all about, right? And I call him DJ Trump because his first name's Donald. Middle initial is J. So DJ Trump, a.k.a. 45, a.k.a. Agent Orange, a.k.a. And I could go on with the a.k.a.s, but I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, you know, he's trying to get that dough. There's been many interviews that I've seen since he lost the election that people say they're still rolling with him. They're still going to support him. So he has been the president of the United States. He's about to get the bag. A big, big bag. And from what I understand from his finances, he may need to get that bag relatively quick. You know. But like I've told you many times, DJ Trump ain't stupid. He is not stupid. Don't sleep on him. Does he got a cool 20 million stash somewhere and go hard cash? Probably. Yes. You got that bug out bag? Probably. But my perspective when he won the election was, hey, you know, Nothing lasts forever. And we've moved on from that. Fortunately. You know, we're only about a weekend post-inauguration. And, you know, things just seem different. It's funny how that affects things, right? But my perspective was never doomsday, all woe is me, it's all over. And that's just me generally. And I suggest you incorporate that into your life. Remember, nothing lasts forever, and make your perspective, see that glass is half full. See that rainy day as a day to feed nature and to wash the sidewalks and cleanse the environment. Rain is necessary. Tornadoes are not. I don't know any reason for tornadoes, and God bless the people that lost their lives in Alabama recently when the tornadoes, roared through their neighborhoods. Spring may be arriving early, but, you know, I live in Texas, for all of you who don't know, suburb of Dallas. I'm originally from New York City, but I live in Tornado Alley. And as a city boy raised in the concrete jungle, I ain't gonna say I'm shook, but I be on high alert. Whenever the forecast calling for them tornadoes, I'm watching. Because I don't have a storm cellar underground, which it should be standard in every build in Tornado Alley, should have a storm shelter. It just seems logical. Anyway, we have done rehearsals, my family and I. We know where to go if we have short amount of time. But if I can outdrive it, because, you know, tornadoes take a distinct path. So if I can outdrive it, then, you know, so be it. I know I digress. I always digress if you listen to my episodes, but it's all connected. It's all connected. But the perspective about rain is where that came from. Your perspective matters. How you choose, and yes, it is a choice. How you choose to look at something. It's a choice. You can choose to look at it any way you want to. Keep that in mind. And I said I would touch on the U.S. Capitol rioters, pillagers, insurrectionists, whatever you want to call them. Some people call them idiots. I don't tend to be that harsh. Some people's IQ are higher than others. It's just a fact, right? Nevertheless, many have been arrested, but the perspective they chose was one of the election was stolen, even though there was no evidence of such, right? And that we got to do something. That was their perspective. We got to do something. We got to stop the certification of the Electoral College votes, and we got to do it now. And of course, 45 just egged them on. And as the more and more information continues to come out, there were all levels of people involved. People in all positions and all levels, to the highest level, from the president on down, were involved. And of course, it failed miserably. And tragically, five people's lives were lost in the process that day. Sad, right? Once again, perspective. When you look at the time we're living in, for me, and maybe I'm a philosopher, maybe I'm just a thinker, but I zoom out and I look historically at the things man and women, can't forget the women. But when I say man, I mean human beings. Human, I just take the hue off of it. But when humans have done to, with, and for each other on this planet Earth, since history has been recorded, and probably prior to that, some of it has just been downright awful, horrible, tragic, obscene, profane. Why we do these things to one another, I don't know. I don't know. If you listen to the 7-part series called Healing, and Healing was an acronym, each letter in the word healing represented an episode. The H was the hate episode. I mentioned several times in that episode that, and go check that out. It's definitely worth listening. All my episodes are worth listening. Anyway, these people that choose to hate me, they don't know me, never see me, take one look at me and hate me. assume these things based on my physical appearance. I'm a black man in America. It's part of my life and has been since I can remember. There are people that hate you. Yes, I hate no one, even the people that hate me. I love you. And I mean that wholeheartedly. As long as you do not try to physically harm me or my loved ones. We're good. Call me whatever name you want. My perspective I choose is love. The hater's perspective is hate. They choose to take the perspective of hatred. And these people that stormed the Capitol chose to believe and take the perspective that there was wrongdoing and we want our bigoted, racist, balls to the wall, sexist president to stay in office by any means necessary. Now, there's been many comparisons. One perspective has been stated that had that been a group of Black Lives Matters or Black Panthers or Black anything group, the shots would have rang out. In fact, had they known that there was going to be a large gathering of black people, the National Guard would have been deployed prior to the event. Ha! As has happened in events prior. There's that, right? Perspective matters in everything we do. Everything. There is a common perspective amongst those haters while I'm talking about them about wearing the mask to try to protect themselves and other people from contracting and spreading COVID-19, coronavirus. They take the perspective of my body, my choice. I saw somebody carrying a sign at one of their rallies recently and the post-election. And I get it. I don't like anybody telling me what to do, you know, at any level of government, local, state, or federal. I get it. I don't like people telling me I have to wear a seatbelt. You know, how am I endangering somebody else if I don't want to wear a seatbelt? And I heard a police officer say, well, you know, if you get into a horrible crash, you can fly through the windshield and fly into traffic and cause other accidents. What's the likelihood? What is the likelihood of something like that happening, Mr. Officer? Slim. It's definitely not non-existent, but slim. If I want to be free and not restrained in a seat restraint in my vehicle, I should have the ability to do that. However, current laws say we do not. And I'll get back to the mask thing in a minute. But that when I think about these, you know, seatbelts and infringing upon our personal liberties, I think back to an episode of I Love Lucy not that long ago, right? Lucy was popping, what, 60s, maybe 50s, 70s? I don't know. So what? Somewhere between 30 and 50 years ago. Not that long ago. There was an episode with Lucy's husband, Ricky. They're riding along in a convertible. I mean, you know what? It may not have been a convertible. I believe it was, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, in Ricky's hand is a drink, an alcoholic beverage. In the other hand is a cigarette and no seatbelts anywhere. Okay, I'm old enough for you guys to know before I'm older than seatbelt laws. So I remember when you can ride with no seatbelts. Okay. I remember when you can drink and drive. I remember when you can smoke indoors. I remember when you could smoke in an airplane. You could smoke cigarettes in an airplane. I don't know that all of these things are great. I know I would like people to have the choice. Smoke-free and smoking flights. Wear your seatbelt or not. Drink and drive or not. Because statistically, I don't know that we've had any less accidents since we've passed these DUI and DWI laws. Since we've put these laws in place, has there been a significant decline in traffic fatalities, in driving fatalities? Since we've incorporated seatbelt laws, have there been an increase or decrease in accidents, fatalities, serious injuries? Part of me dare says not, because as many of you may know, a lot of these things are not, especially when it comes to traffic, are not about public safety. They're about municipality revenue generation. They're about money. They're about money. They could really give two fucks about your personal safety. It's about money. Generating revenue for that particular city or state. Back to the, that's my perspective on that. Perspective, yeah. The mask wearers, the conservative bunch who chooses to take the perspective of COVID is a joke. COVID, coronavirus is a hoax. It's a false flag. These things are not true. Visit morgues, visit hospitals. Surely the 100+ million people that have contracted the virus worldwide are not all lying. It's kind of hard to say 100 million people did anything without some form of proof, right? And, you know, here in America, hundreds of thousands of people have died. Let me repeat that. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Millions are infected. You know, so, no. It's no lie. It's no farce. A lot of people say, oh, it's just to inject us with this new vaccine that was rushed to market, and who knows what's in it. On that note, my perspective is I agree with you, because I am not a vaxxer. I'm what's commonly referred to as an anti-vaxxer. I do not want any foreign substances injected in me for any reason at all. Now, you know, I've traveled abroad and had to get certain immunizations, because that's the only way I could travel abroad, unless I wanted to be a stowaway or find some covert method to sneak into a country. So there's certain things that we, once again, have no choice in the matter, because supposedly, and this is my perspective, supposedly, we elect these people. We, the people, put a representative in office. They meet, they propose bills, the bills unanimously or get the most votes, and then are, you know, passed into law, right? I didn't contribute to these laws. None of them. None of them. I'm of the Wild Wild West perspective. Live and let live. Live and let die. Okay? It's your life. It's my life. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want. But we make sacrifices when we live in communities. We make sacrifices when we live in societies. And these are the sacrifices we make for the betterment of the group. So I get it. I get it. In the event my podcast blossoms, blows up, or I get lucky and the lotto goes up to $1 billion again, and I hit it, I can buy an island, become king, declare myself a country, and it'll be Michael rules. Welcome to Mike Island, where everything goes. However, kindness, empathy, sense. I don't try to use not to use the term common sense, because sense is not common. These are things that I would instill in terms of rules on my island. You have to smile every day. Even if your back hurt, your feet hurt, smile. That's the law on Mike Island. That's my perspective. Because as you know, anybody who follows me, and God bless you, I appreciate you following me. Thank you. I just want to help the planet, y'all. I just want to contribute positively to the planet, which is why of all the episodes that I have coming up, when I looked, I said, today is a great day to do perspective, because your perspective matters. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to look at something regardless of what's happening. And listen, I'm a realist. I'm not saying if you just lost a loved one that you should be walking around smiling. There are definitely times where we need to immerse ourselves in our sadness, because it's not only appropriate, it's a natural reaction. That's how you feel. So nobody's going to be happy all the time. I get it. You know, when my grandmother passed, and she was like my second mother. She was like a mother. She raised me, you know, saved me from them Harlem streets. You know, I was out there in it, but, you know, the things she instilled in me helped me make choices that didn't put me where a lot of my partners are at, which are dead or in prison, you know, or strung out. So I was immersed in sadness. I was happy she was no longer suffering. I was happy for that. And when you lose somebody, or when I lost somebody, I tend to remember them. And I remember all the good times. I would laugh to myself and smile and cry, you know, and nothing can heal that kind of pain. Nothing anybody can say, give you, do, anything. The only thing that can make that more bearable is time. Is time. Time takes that grief and you know, kind of dulls it down. It's not as sharp anymore. So it's a nub, and you can fit it in you, and it's always there. But your life goes on. And that's what she would have wanted. Right? So when you put things into perspective, especially when you've lost someone, what would that person want? Hopefully it was with somebody that would want you to go on. You know, would want you to continue living your life completely. You know, if you with somebody that's like, you know, fuck you, I hope you're miserable forever, you might want to get with somebody else. That's all I'm saying. You might want to change some of the people around you if you're living around people like that. If you've got people like that in your life, because perspective or not, that's just not good. You know, negative people around you is definitely not good. But these mask wearers, I would love to change their heart and their perspective, because believe me when I tell you, 46, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they are in office. They are in the White House. They have started their work. They have started what some call a healing process for our nation. A lot of heads of state and countries are inviting us back to conversations. So the presidency isn't focused on one person, you know, anymore, and that's good. But for many, their perspective is frustration. Their perspective is loss. They feel like losers. They feel like something was stolen from them. And for people like that, I feel a lot of different feelings about it, you know? But you got to keep in mind, half the country voted for 45 to get back in there again. And they're hostile. They're angry. And their perspective in life is a hateful, shameful existence. I'm just going to say it. It's shameful. I was hesitant there for a minute, you know. But when you look at something, how do you feel? Do you realize you have the choice and perspective? Now, I've heard a lot of people say, call a spade a spade, you know. Call it for what it is. Well, there's a glass of water. It's at half. I choose to call it half empty. Excuse me, half full. I choose to call it half full. Right? Okay? There's a young black teenage kid. He just stole something. Wrong. Stealing is wrong. Why is he stealing? That's deep. That goes real deep. But my perspective is why? My perspective is inquisitiveness. My perspective isn't just you stole it, you're going to jail. Prosecution. No. Yeah. When I was younger, never thought about any of these things. When we're preteens and teenagers, and I dare say even into the 20s, be thinking about us, right? There's not too many that are into volunteerism or into empathy or into being considerate individuals. Rare is the child. Why is that? As I have mentioned before, I believe there may be something fundamentally wrong with human beings. Why can we not get along with each other? That's my perspective on humanity, generally speaking. You know, when you are looking out of a window at the north side of a building, right? And then you look at that same north-facing direction from the roof, you have two different perspectives, right? If you're not on the roof, you can't see anything or everything that's coming. You can't see as much as you can see if you were on the roof, right? So with that comparison, you can see more from the roof. So that perspective affords you more information, right? Than the perspective just looking out of the window, regardless what floor you may be on, how big, how tall the building is. It's the same thing you can incorporate in your life. Go to the roof of your life when you're gaining perspective, when you're trying to understand something, when you're perceiving something. Get a bird's eye view. You ever heard that saying, a bird's eye view? So you can see more and consider more things. It's another saying that I've heard, looking at the bigger picture. Look at the bigger picture. And what I'd ask anybody that listens to this episode or that listens to my podcast, let's look at the bigger picture of humanity. Let's have a worldwide perspective, a global perspective, and ask yourself this question. How can I contribute positively to humanity? How? Regardless what anybody else is doing. Okay? What can you do? When I say that, I think of JFK, deceased John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And I'm pretty sure that quote, I messed it up. I'm not sure if that's verbatim, but that was the gist. You know, what can we do for each other? Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, you know, he said that's what led him to the path of being president, because he was into volunteerism and community outreach and helping people, I recently had a discussion with my son, because my son had to be told that we are not rich. You know, and it's partly my wife and I's fault. I can't say fault. He's just coming to the age where he's starting to ask these questions. He's starting to have these interests. You know, he's saving his little allowances, cause he wants, either, you know, a couple of different, game consoles. And I'm proud of him for doing that. He's diligently saving. But no, we saw a homeless person. We were driving somewhere. He said, give him $100. And me and my wife looked at each other like, no, we're not giving him $100. We weren't even stopped. We'd already passed him. He kind of got upset. Well, we could have gave him $1. You know, we've got all the dollars. No, we don't have all the dollars. Now, he's lived a very comfortable suburban life. Okay. He is fortunate. I'll just put it like that. My wife and I were talking about that with him. He had more than, you know, I had growing up, more than his mother had growing up, which is the way it should be, right? You want to keep rising up. But we came to the realization that we really got to start focusing on his perspective about money and his understanding about money. It's the time. The time is right now. You know, so when you think about all of these things, all of these people that are on this revolving ball, yes, it's a ball. That's my perspective. The earth is not flat. So the flat earth is out there. Until you can prove it to me otherwise, everything else looks like it has depth. All the other celestial bodies, I can't say for sure. I'm about 99% sure, but there's that 1%, maybe. Maybe it's flat. Maybe we're part of the Truman Show. I don't know. That film with Jim Carrey. I don't know. You know, it's possible. It's all possible. But the perspective I'd like you all to adopt is, how can I help? I brought up my son because, you know, his perspective of money made me realize that I'm going to start to doing some in the hood volunteerism. And for several reasons, I used to volunteer a lot before I got married. I like volunteering, just helping out. It makes me feel good about myself, and I'm actually helping. But I want my son, and he's been to New York with me, but he was, you know, younger. He really wasn't at the age he's at now. So I want him to start indulging and witnessing firsthand people that are less fortunate. For one, we'll be doing good. We'll be helping people. And I don't know whether that's handing up out stuff or how, you know, there's a lot of volunteer opportunities out there these days. But I want him to see kids that don't have all the things that he has. Now, he has chores that he does. You know, I'm trying to teach him, or I am teaching him to build a good work ethic and, you know, to work for what he wants. I'm raising him to never have a job for his whole life, ever in life, to be a business person, an entrepreneur. That's the spirit that my wife and I are nurturing. You know, I'd like him to never have to fill out a job application ever. Ever. You know, he's still going to college, going to get a degree to specialize in whatever area that he decides he wants to. But yeah, perspective is applicable to any and all of these things. And having the power as a parent to influence my child's perspective on life, to me, is a gift. I get to mold how a human feels and thinks. Now, he may change these things in his adult life, things that he may not agree with, but how many of us still live by the rules and values and morals that were instilled in us and passed on by the people that raised us? For most of us, those are our parents, biological parents, right? So I ask any haters, bigots, racists, the unempathetic that have children, if you don't want to change, if you don't want to try to change, if you are steadfast in your beliefs, please, please do not pass these things on to your children. Now, a lot of children are very perceptive. They pick up on everything we do. They copycat, right? They mimic. Try not to demonstrate your hate in front of them. Watch what you say around them. Watch the things you watch around them. Because they're little sponges. But if you're too far gone to contribute to a utopian world, a peaceful world, a kind, loving, caring world, give your children a chance to live in that world by making them one of those type of people. Because your perspective that you, or the perspective that you instill in them, will determine what kind of human that they are. So, in this perspective episode, this episode that is about perspective, please, let's instill in our children love and happiness. If we can get them off the phones, tablets, and TV screens, computer screens, you know, that's an idea. I'm not going to even say that out loud. I'm just going to jot that down. I have an idea that may help the world be more empathetic and kind. Yes. But perspective, y'all. Perspective. A particular attitude toward or way of regarding something. A point of view. You have control over your perspective. Okay? Now, your perspective of somebody wearing a green dress is it's a green dress. There's not much perspective that can be applied to that. Unless you're colorblind, of course. But a green dress is a green dress. Now, your perspective could say it's Kelly green. You could say it's forest green. You can say it's lime green. You could say it's neon green. Right? Perspective matters there, right? You could be more specific. That allows your perspective to more personally suit you. Yes. So, I'd like to know, what's your perspective on the Super Bowl? Yes! For those of you that don't know, I think most people know, anybody that's interested in the sport of football, professional football, the NFL, it's going to be Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm calling Chiefs by 9. Chiefs by 9, that is my prediction. That's who I'm going for. And I only say that for many reasons, but my perspective is that Mahomes is the future. I think Brady's just happy making it to the game. He looked like he was shocked, actually. And I think it's time for a new king. It's time for a new GOAT. And he took that concussion game before last, and Mahomes did. He bounced back. He got it done. And I do not see, barring injury or some kind of partying too much before the game or something, I don't see Kansas City not winning. Brady is the bomb. He got it done. Tampa Bay looks good. It should be a good game, but we say that about a lot of Super Bowls, and they're snorers. Of course, a lot of people that aren't football fans watch the Super Bowl before the commercials and the halftime show. Halftime show is going to be the weekend, and he's going to have her. Miley Cyrus is going to be in there somewhere, and somebody else I heard of. But, you know, and some surprises, names that they haven't dropped. So I hope it's safe. I hope it's fun. I have not heard if they're going to have a full house. I don't know how they could. But the last game in Kansas City and Tampa Bay, they had a lot of people. A lot of people, like 30,000 people in attendance. So since the vaccine has been out there, the numbers are beginning to get past the post-holiday numbers. So there's been a slight downtick, which is great. But all of a sudden, we've got these new variants, new strains of the virus, coronavirus. So we'll see how things go. But I don't see how they can ethically, safely fill the stadium, Tampa, because that's where it's going to be. First Super Bowl team ever to have home field advantage, that being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or because the Super Bowl's in Tampa. So that's my perspective. And perspective can sound a lot like opinion. Maybe I should name the show Mike's Perspective. Yeah, I like Mike's opinion better. Gives me more room, you know. But that's what I wanted to chime in today. I wanted you to think about your perspective and how you see things, your point of view on things, and just to remind you that you have control over a lot of that. Okay? You have control over how you see things, and more importantly, how you react to things, how you act towards things. But you can choose your perspective. Today, a racist who grew up in a racist family, and of any race, because racism is not just white against black, but any racist, you can choose today to say, regardless where I learned it, regardless how long I've been it, I'm changing my perspective. And I will decide if a human is good based not on their skin color, but as the great late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said, but by the content of their character. That, in my perspective, would make this world a better place. Thanks again so much for listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Again, please like, follow, share, subscribe, and do all of those good things. I'd really appreciate it. If you could contribute monetarily, please do so. I'm Mike, and you've been listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.